Harding, and you are very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And this show is one that I promised you last week. Apologies for that, but I had to get the Sidmouth show in before Sidmouth Festival. Otherwise, it would have been very silly of me to do a show after the festival had been and gone. So apologies, this is the Americana show that I promised you all. And all the choices have been made by your very good selves. People have gone onto my Facebook page and posted up ideas for the Americana show. I'll try and explain what I think Americana is after this. Kate Loxley, who's one of the singers in that great little a cappella group, the Teacups, wrote to say there's a great artist called Kim Richardson who has an absolutely wonderful song called Devil on a Sunday. It's fantastic musically, lyrically, and tells a great story. I'd love to hear that one again. Well, it's a bit early for Australia to be troubling itself with the devil on a Sunday, but there's nothing else I can do about it, because this show is going out 5 p.m. GMT here in the UK. But while you're having your soft-boiled egg and soldiers in Perth and Kwinana and Melbourne, here's the devil on a Sunday. Good stuff. That was from the album True North. Kim Richardson with The Devil on a Sunday. I love that idea of God needing the devil to make him look good. You never know. So what is Americana? Well, maybe I should try and describe what it's not. It's not rock. It's not country. It's not old-timey. It's not blues. It's got little bits of all of them somewhere inside it. It's raw and unpolished, generally, but authentic. Occasionally you get a full-on band, but more often than not, it's acoustic. Think of the outsiders in American singer-songwriting, people like the Flatlanders, Jimmy Dale Gilmour, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, people like Nancy Griffith, Steve Earle, Ry Cooder even, Bonnie Raitt. The singer-songwriters in Americana write about things like low life, being on the wrong side of the tracks, guitars and bars, living up in the mountains on the Copperhead Road, being in the army. There's a lot of protest songs written within Americana. And I'm going to play you a track now which has been requested by quite a few people from Charlie Roth's album, Tartan Cactus Heart, which I think epitomises, in a way, Americana. He's one of the best writers, I think, of modern years. And this song is called Baltic Avenue. Many of you will have heard it before on the show because I've been playing it quite a lot. It's for Tom Savage, Andy Clark and Sarah Watkins who wrote Asking For It. And in the song, Charlie Roth makes a really good point about society and the way that we're all being screwed by the 1%. And he uses the Monopoly Board to describe it. In America, the Monopoly Board has its downtown, its low area in Baltic Avenue. In the English version, it's the Old Kent Road. I'm not sure what it is in the Australian version. It might be King's Cross Sydney, but I wouldn't know because it's many years since I've been there. Here's Charlie Roth with a sideways glance at the 1%, Baltic Avenue.
Mediterranean neighbors and an income tax view just past go on Baltic Avenue. I lost my job when they shut down the short line road. No brakeman's income to declare anymore. Go directly to jail. A chance card written by the way your mortgage is due. On Baltic Avenue, they took the whole American pie, left not a crumb for the rest to survive. Our race has been run, our neighbors got the same. Time to clear the board and start a brand new game. Boardwalk bullies and their Park Place pawns put up a hotel in what was my lawn. They got Marvin Gardens and the waterworks too. Now we're all screwed on Baltic Avenue. We're sleeping in free parking in a broken down car. Might bed down in the Reading Railroad Yard. A distant vision of an American dream we all once knew on Baltic Avenue. They took the whole American pie, left not a crumb for the rest to survive. Our race has been run, our neighbors got the same. Time to clear the board and start a brand new game. Thank you.
one of the best songs of the last 20 years, Baltic Avenue from Charlie Roth's album Tartan Cactus Heart. Now, Ted Archer posted up to say, "You've got to have something by Gillian Welsh." And I'll have to read this out because this is a quote from his posting. She's a minimalist balladess of low life in Appalachia and the Ozarks. Right, well, I'll take your word for it, Ted. Here's Gillian Welsh from her album Revival with a song about illicit liquor making in the mountains. Tear My Still House Down.
Time.
Tear My Still House Down, Gillian Welsh from her album Revival. Now, Chris Lee posted up on the Facebook site and said, play anything by the late, great Guy Clark. If anybody represents Americana at its very best, it's got to be him. Well, what I've picked for you, Chris, is something from an album called Cool as Folk, which is live recordings from Cambridge Folk Festival. And this is Guy Clark appearing live at Cambridge with the classic song LA Freeway.
Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, and say goodbye to the landlord for me. Son of a bitches always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers, moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't bop, 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 and it is to you, old skinny. The only one I think I will miss. I can hear that old bass singing, sweet and low like a gift you'll bring. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all you can now. I believe everything you're saying. Just to keep on playing. I could just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't about calling you, put the pink card in the mailbox. Leave the key in that old front door lock. They'll find it likely. Sure, there's something we have forgot. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's surely handmade. We've got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? If I could just get off of this L.A. freeway without. Cloud of smoke to some land I involve. So pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, and say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me.
Lovely stuff. Recorded live at Cambridge Folk Festival. That was Guy Clark from the album Coolest Folk with LA Freeway. Now, Pete Simpson wrote to say, Nancy Griffiths has a great voice and writes some terrific songs. My favourite album is One Fair Summer's Evening, which I've played over and over again till I've nearly worn the CD out. I didn't know you could wear CDs out. Anyway, Pete goes on to say, I think she does the best version ever on her album Last of the True Believers of the great Tom Russell's song St. Olaf's Gate. What can I do but agree with you, Pete? I love this song. There's not many songs that start off with drinking black market vodka in the back of the Scotchman's saloon. What a way to start a song.
Finish red meat and whiskey like a coyote drunk on the moon. And outside in Oslo, the buskers all sing the same tune. And it's a wall sing Matilda while the bagpipes play Au Clair de Lune. She was a lady, she came down from Bergen, she said. In the morning he found it, a rose with a note on his plate. He said, meet me at midnight on the corner of St. Olaf's Gate. Here's to the ladies you love and you don't see again. Night is more whiskey, the morning's a gold.
That's got to be one of the best songs about being stood up on a date ever. St. Olaf's Gate, from the album Last of the True Believers, Nancy Griffith, one of the great singers of America. Talking of Tom Russell, who wrote that song, Helen Lightfoot posted to say, quote, Tom Russell has got to be Americana itself. He's an outsider artist, a painter, a poet, a philosopher. Like Steve Earle, Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark, Terry Allen, he's an American through and through, but not in the flag-waving way that Donald Trump is. He loves America, but questions a lot of what she does. Please play Veterans Day from the Tom Russell anthology, because it's one of the best songs that Tom Russell has ever written.
I used to hang out down at the local VFW hall. I was staring at the photographs up on the wall. Of all the boys in the neighborhood who died back in World War II, and the hand-lettered sign said, "Remember our Jimmy McGrew." Well, Jimmy went away back in 1965. There's a lot of men here think Jimmy McGrew's still alive. They carved his name on a stone down in Washington, D.C. But his brother says that stone don't mean a damn thing to me. It's Veterans Day, and the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, there ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through. Yeah, and leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. There's a hot rain falling on the back streets of Saigon. And there's a white man running down the alley with his mama's son. But Lord, his eyes are cloudy and his arms are black and blue. He's a-hanging by a thread, and he looks like our Jimmy McGrew. It's Veterans Day, and the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, there ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll build up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through. Yeah, and leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. And leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew.
There aren't many people that can write songs like that. Tom Russell from the double CD, the Tom Russell Anthology, with Veterans Day. Now, Penny Davis, the Australian folk singer who works as a duo with Roger Illett, says, "Will you please play something by the Gawler Sisters? In particular, the Red Rocking Chair would be great, because I love their delightful integrity and joy." Well, Penny, I did what I could to find the Gawler Sisters. I haven't got any of their albums. I've emailed them asking if they'll send us a couple for the show. Meanwhile, here's a track I did manage to download. It's the Gawler Sisters' fabulous version of the Woody Guthrie classic, Pastures of Plenty. I love this.
Of peaches and prunes,
I've slept on the ground neath the light of the moon. On the edge of your city, you see us and men. We come with the dust and we go with the wind. California, Arizona, I'll pick all your crops. And it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Take the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vines, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Oh, green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground. Grand Coulee Dam, where the water runs down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been. We work in the fight and we'll fight till we win. Oh, it's always we ramble that river and I. All across your green valley, I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Lovely stuff. Pastures of Plenty. From the Gawler Sisters, that's G-A-W-L-E-R, the Gawler Sisters album, Home Again, Home Again. Now, Nick Barber posted up to say, Anything at All by Townes Van Zandt. Reason? He's great. Pete Jennings also emailed asking for something from Townes Van Zandt, describing him as pure Americana. Well, what I did was I went to the web, and while I was scouting round there, I discovered an introduction to Pancho and Lefty from Townes Van Zandt live in some club in America. I'm not sure exactly where, so I thought instead of me trying to introduce the song, I'd let Townes do it himself.
I have one little story, a true story, about how I came to write the song Pancho and Lefty. I was playing one time a three-day show in Dallas, Texas. And it so happened that on the same 3 days, Billy Graham and the Guru Maharaji were both playing 3 days in Dallas. So Billy Graham drew like 500,000 young Christians from all over the world. And the guru had about 250,000 young gurus from all over the world. And I had, you know, 7 winos from downtown. Anyway, but because of all these young Christians and young gurus, there were no hotel rooms anywhere 50 miles from Dallas. So my friend and I, Daniel, had to go 50 miles. We finally found this place. It had no TV. No Coke machine. It had a swimming pool. It had a big crack in it, you know. Anyway, nothing to do. Not a very fun place. And the second day we were there, I just sat down in a chair and decided, well, I'm not going to move from here until I write a song. And I sat there for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and Pancho and Lefty kind of drifted through the window, and I wrote it down, or else I'd still be sitting there, you know. But anyway, here's a funny part of the story. Daniel was he wasn't even a hippie. He was a flower child, which was a whole different ballgame. And he had hair about to his elbows, and I didn't look too straight myself, I'm sure. The only ID that Daniel had was a Georgia driver's license that had been expired for like 11 years, right? And he'd just forgotten to go ever go get another one. And the only ID that I had was a record album, had my name and my picture right there on it, you know. I figured that's all right. Anyway, so we're driving into the last night of the good old Dallas job, and Daniel's driving, and we're in this old broken down car, and he's swerving like all over the highway, right, because he never drank in the least or anything like that, but he was missing, you know, all these young Christians that were all hitchhiking in to see Billy Graham. There are like hundreds of them, thousands of them on the side of the road. And anyway, a Dallas cop, big Dallas cop, sees us swerving down the road in this broken down car. He pulls us over and he comes up to the window and he looks in and he sees Daniel. He looks over and he sees me. He says, "I better see some ID, boys." He's got like mirror shades, you know, a flat hat. So Daniel hands him his expired Georgia driver's license. Their cop is looking, boy, I mean, scowling at it, you know. And Daniel, out of the blue, looks up at the policeman through the window. He says, "Excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus?" Wow, and the cop looks at him, hands him back his driver's license, says, "You boys be careful." So, you bet. Anyway, so I've always, I kind of figure, you know, that Billy Graham and the Guru kind of co-wrote this song, but I didn't, you know, I never heard anything from them, so.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the desert stand in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose.
That was Pancho and Lefty, Townes Van Zandt, from the album of the same name. And before that, you heard him describing how he came to write the song. It struck me listening to that one of the hallmarks of Americana is that the songs tend, on the whole, to tell us a story, either directly or obliquely. They tell us a story. They're not just the usual Moonspoon June, I love you, you've gone, I'm upset type of stuff. Reg Muir Ross wrote saying, play something from David Massengill and Jack Hardy, please, because they're absolutely fantastic. Well, as many of you will know, Reg Muir Ross is one of our greatest singer-songwriters in these islands, and if he doesn't know about songwriting, well, nobody does. What I'm going to do for you, Reg, if you don't mind, is play my favourite Hardy and Massengill song from their album The Folk Brothers, Partners in Crime. This song is called Rider on an Orphan Train. And when I played this, when I was working for the BBC, we got more emails from people that this had touched than any song we had ever played. There were so many people who had been orphans, or they'd been part of an orphan sibling group, the brothers or sisters, they'd been split up. And every time I listen to it myself, I fill up, because it tells a story that is so similar in lots of ways to things that have happened in my family and families all around us too. It is simply one marvellous song, Rider on an Orphan Train.
she's gone. I had to search my whole life long. Now I roam from town to town. There's no orphan lost and found. Sometimes I dream a pleasant sight. My brother James and I unite, remembering our last goodbye. No longer brave, we'd start to cry. I hope he lives a life of ease, in all his days a soft warm breeze. May he sit upon a throne, and may he never sleep alone. Once I rode an orphan train, and my brother did the same. They split us up in misery. James was five.
Rider on an Orphan Train, Hardy and Massengill, and that's from the album The Folk Brothers, Partners in Crime. And while I was listening to that, I couldn't help but think about some of the things that have gone on in Canada and Australia too, where children ended up being on orphan trains. That is one superb and harrowing song, but a great, great song nonetheless. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, the west of Ireland, England, now going out over various little stations, and of course Tennessee, Oak Ridge. You're very welcome indeed. And this show is devoted entirely to Americana, to songs from the great new tradition of singer-songwriting. Martin Hurst posted up to my Facebook site to say, please play Orphan by Sam Baker. He writes great songs and had to conquer great adversity after being blown up by a terrorist bomb on a bus on the way to Machu Picchu. And I met him at a club called the Brudenell in Leeds. He was as nice a bloke as you could ever wish to meet. And at the moment, that's the best excuse of the lot. Well, if Sam Baker is ever at the Brudenell in Leeds again, Martin Hurst, let me know, because I'll get my skates on and go down and see him, because thanks to you, I've discovered a really exciting and interesting new songwriter. Sam Baker from his album Pretty World with Orphan.
She used to say she was an orphan, but it never was exactly the truth. Her sister's mother got tired of her hanging around. So she ended up living in a home for girls. She's a straight-haired kid in a house full of curls. A straight-haired kid, always hanging around. She sings Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. She's coming, she's gonna carry me home. So the first chance she got, she said, I do, to a tall town boy. He said, me too. Honorable mention, all district quarterback. He said, I'll carry you away. She left him drunk on a stool in a county line bar, going on about high school, how he was a star. She just got tired of him hanging around. She sings Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. She's coming, she's gonna carry me home. She got a job at the Dairy Queen, had two baby boys, two more diamond rings, and her husbands, well, they were brave. But she split that one horse town, just got tired of all the people that's hanging around. She split that one horse town. She
Now she lives outside L.A. It's where the broke-down baseball player used to play double-A. A religious man. He never drinks or swears. But she's tired of all this talk about her getting saved. Tired of all the talk of Revelation Day. She's tired. She's tired of him hanging around. She sings Swing Low.
Swing Low.
Sweet Chariot.
She's coming.
Gonna carry me home. She sings Swing Low.
Swing Low.
Sweet Chariot. She's coming.
Fine, fine song from a singer-songwriter who's completely new to me, Sam Baker. His album Pretty World, and that track was called Orphan. And I found out who looks after him in this country, and I'm trying to get hold of some more of his material, because I think that track there was absolutely wonderful. By the way, if you want any information on any of the artists on this show, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists on this show and every other show that we've done. And there's also lots of other stuff. There's a gallery of folky photographs. There's a Hall of Fame. People have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. There's pictures of them and links through to the particular show on which they were inducted. And there's tracks from their albums. There's loads and loads of stuff. That's three W's, MikeHardingFolkShow.com. Now, Ian Bunton said, I'd like to hear anything at all by Kate Wolfe, preferably Across the Great Divide or Green Eyes. She's a wonderful singer-songwriter, taken from us way too soon. She wrote lots of beautiful songs and had a beautiful voice. She died in 1986, and there is a festival in California every year in her name, which I would definitely go to, but unfortunately I'm stuck here. Well, Ian, we're all of us stuck wherever we are, but thanks to the miracles of modern science, we can at least hear the great woman singing what is possibly her best-known song. Kate Wolfe with Across the Great Divide.
I've been walking in my sleep and counting troubles, instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded papers. They tell a story I used to know. It was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Well, I heard the owl calling softly as the night was falling, with a question, and I replied, but he's gone across the borderline. He's gone away in yesterday, and I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the great divide.
Album Gold in California, the late Kate Wolfe with Across the Great Divide, the Watershed. Francis McGlynn says, John Prine, gotta have something from him. Saw him at Cambridge the year you did it, and he was brilliant, one of the best ever. I saw him singing in a pub in Kinvara years later in the west of Ireland, completely out of the blue. Well, Francis, I think that he actually lives in Kinvara at least part of the time, if not full time, which is possibly why you saw him singing there. John Prine, one of my favourite singer-songwriters ever in the American modern tradition, if you know what I mean by that. From his album, The Great Days Anthology, here he is with a song which never fails to cheer me up, Fish and Whistle.
I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet, and I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch, but I don't think they ever even notice me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. Oh, my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees, and they only give me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heavens. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heavens.
I love it. Fish and Whistle, John Prine from the album Great Days, the Anthology. Now, I love it when I get short but sweet little missives. And here's a very short little missive indeed from Rosie Clegg, one half of that great little duo from the north of England, Rosie Clegg and Karen Grandall-Park, who did an album last year. You might remember I played a track from it. And a fine album it was too. Well, Rosie Clegg just says, how about White Winos by Loudon Wainwright? Well, that's short and sweet and to the point, and why not? Because it's one of his finest songs ever. I love the way that this man manages to nail quite complex and deep emotions in a very straightforward and subtle way, but he gets right there. Great, great songwriter. This is the story of Loudon and his mum as she sailed into the twilight years of her life.
Mother liked her white wine when she was alive. She was desperate to live, but her limit was five. Carefully I'd kiss her and send her off to bed. We always stuck with white wine, we stayed away from red. Always stick with white wine, stay away from mother. Liked her white wine, she'd have a glass or two almost every single night after her day was through. Sancerre, Chardonnay, Chablis, Pinot Grigio, just to take the edge off, just to get the glow. You got to take the edge off if you wanna get the. Mother liked her white wine, she'd have a glass or three, and we'd sit out on the screen porch, white winos, mom and me. We'd talk about her childhood, recap my career. When we got to my father, that was when I'd switched to beer. We got to the old man and I'd always switch to mother. Liked her white wine, she'd have a glass or four, each empty bottle a dead soldier. The marriage was the war. When we blurred the edges, when we drank a lot, that's when I got nervous, when the glow got hot. I always get nervous when the glow gets. I still like my white wine and I'll have a glass or two. And when I'm down, I'll drink some whiskey. It's something I shouldn't do. And every now and then I'll take a drop of red when I'm with a woman that I want to take to bed. When I'm with a woman that I want to take to. Mother liked her white wine when she was alive. She was desperate to live, but her limit was five. Carefully I'd kiss her, send her off to bed. Thank God we stuck to white wine and we stayed away from mother. Liked her white wine.
White Winos, Loudon Wainwright from the album The Last Man on Earth. Now, I'm a huge fan of the writings of Eric Taylor. I think he's just one of the finest exponents of Americana that there is. And a couple of weeks back, we were playing a few songs at the session in the Lion pub in Settle, where we go every second and fourth Thursday in the month for a bit of a knees up and a sing around. and playing Irish tunes, English tunes, whatever. It all works. And a friend of mine, Mark Dowding, who's an expert in the folk songs of Lancashire and normally sings, well, I suppose mostly Lancashire folk songs, stood up in the session and sang this next song. And he just stilled the entire room. It's an Eric Taylor song from the album Shameless Love, about an American Indian, a Native American, I should say, called Joseph Cross. Let me just read you a quote that I found in an interview with Eric Taylor. Quote, "Joseph Cross is the only song that I've ever sat down and written from beginning to end. I've been thinking about attempting a Western play, and the story which came from that thinking is a piece of fiction." Well, a piece of fiction it may well be, but there's so much truth in it. This is just an incredible song. Singer-songwriting at its very, very finest. Eric Taylor with Joseph Cross.
Well, there's word from the cafe that the old man's ailing. Well, his eyes are pale. The weather took his hand. They say the ring on his finger, well, it was shaved from a bone from some white man in Missouri that spilled whiskey on his wife. He has traveled in a sacred circle, and he has traveled on a white man's train. He's killed for hunger his buffalo brother. He's killed for anger and a white man's name. His name was Joseph Cross, and he was raised by the mission. Just one of 100 Indian boys who wouldn't tie his shoes. And he cried the night his grandpa died and told him in a vision, stay close to the ways of the rattlesnake, stay close to the ways of the grizzly. He has traveled in a sacred circle, and he has traveled on a white man's train. He's killed for hunger his buffalo brother, he's killed for anger and a white man's name. In the 1919 chill of December, well, the bear and the rattler all sleeping hard to breathe. And it's a penny to the kitchen boy, run get Sister Lid. Now you tell her that old Indian, well, he's sleeping hard to breathe. He has traveled in a sacred circle, and he has traveled on a white man's train. He's killed for hunger his buffalo brother. He's killed for anger and a white man's name. In know that someone said it just weren't right to give him a white man's funeral. And someone said they'd just as soon as not float him on down the river. Yeah, but no one touched the ring. No one said a thing about his chest, or where it looked like a bear had ripped him and a rattler kissed his cheek. He has traveled in a sacred circle, and he has traveled on a white man's train. He's killed for hunger by his buffalo brother. He's killed for anger and a white man's name. Because his name was Joseph Cross, and he was raised by the mission. Just one of 100 Indian boy that wouldn't tie his shoe. And he cried the night his grandpa died and told him in a vision to stay close to the ways of the rattlesnake. Stay close to the ways of the rattlesnake. Stay close to the ways of the rattlesnake. Stay close to the ways of the grizzly.
I love those lines about the bear's claw marks on his chest and the kiss of the rattler on his cheek. What a great song. Joseph Cross from Eric Taylor's album Shameless Love. And by the way, June Tabor on her album Angel Tiger does a beautiful version of that very same song. Now, Colin Maddox, who is co-founder of that wonderful club Grateful Fred's down in Formby near Liverpool, and also they do concerts in Southport, Lancashire, says, "Hi, Mike. We recently hosted at Grateful Fred's the wonderful Corn Potato String Band, and I love their new album, Put On Your Old Grey Bonnet. They were absolutely superb. I'm trying to organise for them to come back next year." Well, I got hold of a track from their new album, Put On Your Old Grey Bonnet. It's called Washington and Lee Swing County. Originally, the tune was written for a football marching song written in about 1906 for Washington and Lee University. Apparently, all the universities over there have marching songs with stirring lyrics like "We're the boys to kick the ball" and "We can run and catch things." Well, the words to this particular version of the Washington and Lee Swing County come from a parody version called the Dummy Song. And I know which one I prefer.
Take the legs from that old table. I'll take the arms from an easy chair. I'll take the neck from that old bottle. And from a horse I'll take the hair. I'll take the face and hands from that old flock. And darling, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from that old dummy than I ever got from you. Thank you.
take the legs from that old table, table, table. Arms from an easy chair. Neck from that old tequila bottle. From a horse, from a horse, from a horse, I'll take the hair. Wada bada. The face and hands from that old clock. Darling, when I'm through, oh, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from that old dummy than I ever got from you.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Washington and Lee Swing County from the Corn Potato String Band. Their album, Put On Your Old Grey Bonnet. I'm hoping that there's a couple of CDs winging their way here, so I'll be able to play you a few more tracks from them in the future. And also, I do hope that they manage to make it across here and play some festivals. Perhaps you festival organisers listening might think of booking them, because apparently they go down a storm everywhere they play. Just get in touch with Colin at Grateful Fred's and he'll tell you. Now, I've had lots of requests for something from a true American original, Leon Redbone. I worked with him years back at Buffalo Folk Festival, and I've got to say, he was way too crazy, even for me. He wanted me to play pool with him for money, but I didn't, because I may be daft, but I'm not stupid. He was drinking at the time from a walking stick, literally. He had a walking stick with a silver cap on it. When he unscrewed it, it was actually full of whiskey all the way down, and the cap was a little drinking cup that he poured the whiskey into, and he would sup from that, smoke his cigar, and with a riverboat captain's cap on, he would play pool with all comers and take money off them. Well, as well as being a very good pool shark, he's also a fantastic singer. And he has, in a way, I suppose, created for himself a very early Americana persona. From his album On the Track, this is his version of the ragtime classic, My Walking Stick. It goes out for Ellie Granger, Steve Porter, and a lass called Beatrice in Lerwick, who suggested this track in the first place.
Bop 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 b
Indeed, a true American original. Leon Redbone there with My Walking Stick from his album On the Track. And I've seen that walking stick, and in fact, I've had a drink from it. Now, just time for one more track, and lots of people asked for something from Neil Young, an exponent of Americana, if ever there was. Bill Collins, Andy Wright, Sarah Hopkins, and James Ryder all asked for something from the great man. And Mary Burton said, Neil Young's Americana is a great album, very rocky and strange, probably not all right for the show, but Wayfaring Stranger is just perfect. And you know, she's right.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger while traveling through this world of woe. If there's no sickness, toil or danger in that bright world to which I go, I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan, only going over home. I know that dark clouds will gather around me. I know my way is rough and steep, yet beauteous fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. Over Jordan, I'm only going
Something nice and mellow to take us out on there. That was Neil Young and Crazy Horse from the album Americana with Wayfaring Stranger. Thanks ever so much for listening. In a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to do an Australian special. So all you people in Australia that are listening, get your fingers on the button and start posting up to my Facebook site and let me know what Australian folk songs you'd like to hear on that special programme. And anybody else, of course, who's listening all around the world, who's got a special gra for Australian music, please post up something as well so we can put together an hour and a lot of some great Australian music. As I say, thanks ever so much for listening, because without you, I'd look a right nana sat here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales talking to loads of bugger all. Look after yourselves, because I don't find this world to be very sensible at the moment, and us right folk should stick together as much as we can. So look after yourselves and be kind to each other. Ta-ra.